Now, welcome to the show. This is Mzansi. It's right here on KC 107.7. Well, today on the show, we are joined by Joburg's very own. Should we call him Mr. Harris? Charlie Harris. Back with a heartfelt new single. Yes, dear. A warm reflection on family, nostalgia, and moments that quietly shape you. But us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, it is Charlie himself. Good afternoon, Charlie. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm well, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, Charlie, man. It's a pleasure. Look, yeah, I've heard you have some water shortages in Johannesburg. Has it been sorted out yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
We will see in the long run. It's on and off all the time, so we will see.
Okay, all right. And do you know what? I spoke to somebody in Johannesburg this week, and she told me that, no, it is a strike and blah, 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 blah. So I said, you know what? You should have requested me to bring some water for you guys.
we've got lots of rain, so that's not the problem.
Yeah. Charlie, man, it's an honor to have you on the show, first of all. But how are you? How's life been treating you? You're doing good. How's the music? How's everything on your side?
Well, on my side, I can tell you I'm the happiest I've been in 10 years.
Oh my.
With all the ups and downs I've had, I'm definitely not gonna complain. Or, you know, count my blessings. When you've got them, enjoy them.
Yes.
Because we all know what life is like, and it can get us down. So when you've got the good times, don't waste it.
No, they say let the good times roll, eh?
Definitely.
All right. Okay, I want to get immediately into the song. Yes, it reflects on memory and family. What was the specific moment that inspired the song?
Well, you know, last year, the year before, I lost both my parents, my mother and my mother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and I nearly lost a child of mine.
Oh, my.
And, you know, and you're always reminiscing about your childhood.
Mm.
And I was really thinking of all the holidays, you know, growing up as a poor family, normally, which all of us are. But the one thing that strikes out is that we always went on a holiday to the South Coast. And that really stands out for me all my life. And sometimes you wish you could have them back. We know we can't, but we're allowed to daydream and have that reminiscing of moments.
It's always the one thing when you have to sit back, relax. You think of loved ones that you lost. I can tell you now, I lost a very close uncle of mine. A year ago, and it was heartbreaking because at the end of the day, it was about family matters.
Yeah, very much so. Family, and your chosen good friends to me are the world.
Yes,
For everybody should be the same or is the same. You know,
mm-hmm.
So hopefully somebody can resonate with this. You
know? Yeah. All right, Johnny, you know what? I don't want to go into talking about family and loved ones we lost.
Yes.
Your music often explores introspection. How does writing about the past differ from writing about the present?
Well, there are a lot of differences. So my music is very diverse in the sense of that it's not even a specific genre, because one song has got a few genres in it, and some people will think, you know, it's on the rock side. Some will think it's more on the Americana side.
Mm.
Some will think it's more on the country side. And some will think of the same song is grungy. So I don't know how that transcends. But whatever it is or whatever it means to anybody, that's cool with me.
I was actually listening. I can tell you now, I was listening to the songs. I can... okay. Is it the wrong show? Is it what it sounds really weird. It sounds countryish, but it sounds good.
So what I want to do is, I actually just really, my music, so I want to relate to people.
Mm.
We all know what life is like, and you know, there's a future, and we've got a present and a past.
Mm.
Right now, you know, if I can relate to anybody that says, I felt the same way, or feel the same way, whether it's happy, sad, lonely, you just want a party, that's fine. If I can relate to somebody, that's exactly what I want my music to be.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, No, go on. So,
no, you can carry on. I was going to talk nonsense.
No, you can talk nonsense. It doesn't matter. Yeah, we talk nonsense all the time. So growing up in Johannesburg, obviously it's fast paced, and then there's always people talking about money and I don't know what else. Who or what influenced your sound the most?
All right, so, you know, it might sound funny, but when I was growing up, my uncles, they actually played music.
Mm.
And they played it very much like all the old school rock.
Oh, okay.
The Led Zeppelins of the world, the Neil Diamonds of the world. And, you know, it's not the kind of music I like to do at all. But I can't say it didn't influence my way of writing songs or sounds of song.
Mm.
And I used to like a country singer called John Denver when I was a little boy. And strange enough, I sound nothing like him, but it was quite influential. The person I'm most compared to is R.E.M.
Oh.
And I actually don't, I only know two of their songs.
You know what, Charlie? I get a lot of messages saying you sound like this one, you sound like that one. You make me remember like this, remind me of this person. I can really, okay. I've been compared to about four other radio hosts.
Yes,
Joburg guys, Cape Town guys. I haven't touched the international scene yet. So, but let's see how that goes on. So now you've been part of several bands before Keep Guessing, Charlie. How has that shaped your solo work?
Okay, so I started off, I always did acoustic songs and writing songs. And I played in a few bands. Well, if the bands always evolved around me. So the drummer's been with me for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But the bassists and other singers and other guitarists have come in and out. And as our styles have changed, because we were once staged, we were very much like a punk band by accident, because we thought we were metal. But people said, oh, the good old school punk. And we're like, okay, well, now we're giving up. And basically, I've just gone back to my roots of acoustic songwriting. And I do, and I'd use the Fender Stratocaster in some of the new songs I'm going to be doing. And the style is just what it is. If the song means something to me in the style, it will mean something to somebody else. And I'm not trying to be the next rock star.
Mm.
I just want to be somebody that can relate to other people. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind if a lot of people listen to my songs. We know we won't complain about that.
You know, and that is the one thing that I think a lot of artists in the 21st century, especially now, they break away from what they actually need to do. There's no intention with the song. They don't want people to say, you know what, we love your music because your music is nice. They just they make music because the money's there.
Yeah, that is true. So for me, I'm in a situation where I don't need to do it for a living.
Mm.
So I'd like to do it for a living. I wouldn't say I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, all of us.
But I'm in a comfortable place, so definitely. But I'm really in a good place where I can live it for the passion. And that's very hard, because when you have to do it for a living, you kind of lose the passion.
Yeah.
As much as you love music. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to.
Yeah.
And that's one of my blessings I'm talking about, that I don't want to look past, you know, and overlook it. Because if you do that, you're going to lose out. Well, I will.
So now, here's the one important thing I would like you to share with people, and especially young artists that's now listening, that's saying, you know what, this guy's making sense, but I want the moolah as well. What's the one piece of advice you can give to young artists trying to stay authentic, especially in the music?
Okay, well, the first thing is stay authentic, because often what happens, we try to copy other artists because we think they are cool. But actually, Everybody is cool in their own ways. Stay authentic. And the biggest one, all we have is now. So never give up. We have now. Tomorrow is just a dream. Yesterday is the past. We have now. Don't give up on that. And go out and do it. People will mock you. You are going to go through bad, but you also go through good times in music. People are also going to say, that's great. Live for those moments and not the negative ones. And that's the best advice I can give.
Man, I love it. Charlie, here's other people that love your messages as well. Just listen to this quickly.
Hi there. This is a shout out to Charlie on the radio today. Hope you have a good interview. And we are all listening to you in the Netherlands. Greetings from all the people that you know in the Netherlands.
Charlie, you two just took me to the Netherlands, man. Thank you very much.
Okay, I know who that is.
Yeah,
I'm glad that they sent you a message.
All right. Okay, Charlie, are you ready for me? I've got 60 seconds and I've got not more than 5 questions here. I need more than 5. I need like 100 questions here for you. Just give me a second. I want to try to get it. I want to get you with this one. Because at the end of the day, we need to know who Charlie really is. What you're all about. Where you're coming from. Who are you? And all the nice things. Where is it now? No. Can you believe it? I lost my page. And I had a ton of pages in front of me.
I was under pressure. I was under pressure. I just now write the song by Queen called Under Pressure.
Yeah, well, you can do that song. You're so lucky I can't find that other page. You're so lucky.
Sure, I'm
okay, I'm but I lucky. But I have this other but I've got the original page in front of me, so stay tuned. Here we go. We're gonna start in about 10 seconds. I know that's very intimidating, Charlie. It's very intimidating. Charlie, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
One song you take to the desert island. Yeah, what is the one song you would take to the to a desert island?
To a desert island? My yeah. Girl?
Which one? Which one? Which song?
It's My Girl.
Okay. All right.
One from Nirvana.
Okay. One childhood nickname.
Chunky.
Why? Wait, I want to get into that. Okay, well, hold on. Guilty pleasure TV show.
Sorry?
A guilty pleasure TV show.
Oh, I have no idea. You said I'm allowed to give up. I'll give up.
Okay. If you could swap lives with one historical figure for a day, who would it be?
Jeez, that's a tough one. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if somebody going to choose Abraham Lincoln because apparently I do look like him. But anyway. Okay, Charlie, thank you for that. But do you have no TV shows you watch?
I don't really watch any TV, to be honest. At night time, I do music and I love music. But one TV show that stood out for me is the 70s, was the 70s show.
That's it. With what's his name? Ashton Kutcher?
Yes.
I still do love that song, TV show. Yes. All right. Okay, Charlie, I explained to you lyric challenge. I'm going to throw you under the bus here now. And
make it an easy song.
It is easy. So it's 5 songs. I'm going to play a snippet of a song and you need to finish the lyric of that song. But that all happening. Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. Don't worry about it. It all happens after this.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
But if you need my love,
push and pull like a magnet do.
My heart is gonna break, and the fake is gonna fake.
Fancy hits from 12 to 3 every Saturday.
No, idea.
No, don't worry about it. It's not that. It's not that one. It's not that. It's not that. I actually wanted to pull one over you and ask you what was the songs in that. I catch everybody like that. Oh, I missed that song. I missed that song. Anyway. Oh. Okay. All right. So
here's your friendly one.
Yeah, that is just that. That is like a warner. I'm warning you. It's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. You ready? Here's your first song.
Suddenly, life has new meaning to me. There's beauty up above.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the words, but I can try. I'm afraid. When is that song?
It's Billy song, isn't it? Yeah, it is an old song. It's Billy Ocean. And suddenly, love the song.
Suddenly, let me do the next one.
Suddenly, you're in love.
Now I remember it.
It tends to happen. It tends to happen. All right, you ready for the second one?
Well, I can say no.
Okay, but I'm going to say yes. Here we go.
Through all the good and bad, I know.
Okay.
Oh, no. I cannot do this.
I
need your help. I need your help.
It's Kenny Rogers through the years. And I really know. And I really thought that, oh, somebody that's into those, that kind of a vibe would enjoy this.
People like that, they always ask me, do I do covers? I say, I never do covers because I spend so much time writing songs.
I think you should start. I think it's a start for a lot of people to say, you know what, I should start listening to music, especially when I'm on Mzansi Hits with Soil. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if you can get this one. Yes, number three.
I don't know these words.
It's Maroon.
Even remembering my own words is hard.
Sorry, it's Maroon 5 Sunday morning.
Yeah. you're much better at this than me, that's for sure.
Trust me, I've been here for it's a year since this has started, and I had to learn all the songs. All right, yes. Yes, number four coming your way. You ready? Let's see if we can get
I'm ready.
One. Okay.
No, I give up.
It's Michael Bublé.
That was one I actually didn't know.
I guess I haven't met you yet. Okay, all right, okay. Lost.
I mean, he's a great artist.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I love him. You know what? I actually found
it. Let's see if I can get 1 out of 5. Maybe 0, but
You know what? You know what? I actually didn't know he's from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a blonde moment for me. Okay, here we go. One last one.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
There we go, James Blunt. Love it, man.
I got a half a point for even trying
that. No, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you one because that is definitely something.
You waited kind.
You know what? I got to love people. Charlie, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. You must have an absolutely fantastic one. Yesterday is coming up next. What can people expect from Charlie Hatters in 2026?
Well, in 2026, I'm busy with an EP called The Greatest EP of All Time.
Oh, my.
There's 4 songs on that. And then there's going to be about 8 to 9 singles coming out. There was a single released this Friday. There's a single next Friday. And there's a single on the, I think it's the 3rd of March coming out.
So
there's a lot of music coming out. You see, it's this year. About another 18 songs.
Oh, my. So I'm gonna reintroduce Fridays to Charlie Hatters Fridays. Yes, yes, they are. Thank you, Charlie. You must have a blast over there. And thank you. And you were so much fun. Thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on the show and to all your listeners.
All right, man. Cheers.